Just a reminder, our podcast deals with crimes that are often violent and graphic in nature, so listener discretion is advised. So when in doubt, leave the kids out. Now, please let us take you back in time.
Hello, old time crime girl listeners.
This is
Melissa with my friend
Shannon.
She actually brought today's story, or told me about it.
Yeah, which... I'm good at telling. She does the looking up in history.
Well, I'm surprised about this one, because I don't know. I don't listen to the news. This one's fairly current. If once we say the name, I'm pretty sure you're going to know who we're talking about. Lucy Letby. But I'm not a very violent person, but I really would like to punch this girl in the face.
Yes.
Or with a baseball bat.
She is very, very evil.
Oh, my word. But before... her life went out that way. So she was born, this is a story out of the UK, that part of the world. She was born January 4th, 1990. She was the only child. I think both her parents were in like the finance field. Apparently it was a difficult birth and something happened. I'm not sure. I didn't go into the rabbit hole too far, but the reason she survived was all the nurses. They were critical into making sure everything was okay. So, according to her friends, yeah, I see the face already. Mm-hmm. The eye roll. Insert eye roll here. According to her friends, she was so grateful to be alive because of the work that those nurses did that is in turn why she wanted to become a nurse.
Wow. Man.
So, spoiler alert, she becomes a nurse and not a very good one.
No, nothing like the ones that saved her life, it sounds like.
Yes. So she was the first family member to complete school and graduate university in September of 2011. So then she starts a job, employment at Countess of Chester Hospital in 2012, where she's a registered nurse in the neonatal unit.
So
which is not the unit she needed to be in.
No, she's 22 years old. Okay, very young.
Yeah. So, if you hear anything in the background, that's my child. I apologize. Again, we're moms, wives, side gig. But yes. Anywho. But, so not only does Lucy Letby become a serial killer, she's like the worst kind ever. She's the baby serial killer.
Yes, that which is evil.
I mean, her job is to care for extra vulnerable newborns in the neonatal unit.
While their parents can't be in there with them and are, trusted these nurses. It's very scary.
And not only is she responsible for all these deaths that we're going to talk about, they happen within like a year. Like not even like a span of time. It is 1 year.
Yeah, she started being a nurse in 2012.
2012.
Okay.
So things started going south in June of 2015. So that's the timeline. So everything starts in June of 2015.
Does she have a history? I mean, obviously, she's evil, mental health. Does she have anything history in the past that's been brought up that you...
Not that I've seen.
Okay.
Of course, I did just hear about this story yesterday.
Right.
Because we're procrastinators around here, if you hadn't got that already. So, all of these things. So, she was charged in November of last year for 8 counts of murder and 10 counts of attempted murder.
And last year would have been 2022?
I think so. Okay. Maybe I didn't write that date down. Whenever she was arrested, 2018.
Okay.
She was arrested in 2018. But anyway, well, she just got sentenced last week. Mm-hmm. So this is the trial. It was a 10-month trial. Anyway. So usually in that area of the hospital, neonatal unit, you may have 2 to 3 deaths per year. I mean, every hospital has a death rate because obviously people are in there because they're sick. And in the neonatal unit, you have premature babies or babies that have birth defects, heart, everything, right. Something going on extra. So there is a chance that something will happen. My own son was in the neonatal care unit for about a week, and he actually coded on a pacifier. So I've been there, done that. I actually didn't see him for a day and a half.
Wow.
I couldn't get out of my bed. And they wouldn't let me, because he was in the special care nursery. They won't bring them to you. You have to go to them. And I literally could not get to him. So
hard.
I know what it's like
agonizing.
To put their life in somebody else's hands.
Yes.
And if I had ever met her, if I was one of those parents, oh my goodness.
Well, and even during births where they are full term and don't have any health issues, sometimes the parents let them take them to the nursery because they're resting.
Yeah.
And so you're still trusting that they're taking care of your baby, and it's very scary. So anything can happen. But yes, the longer they're in there, the more can happen, and they're fragile.
Yes. So during the time that Letby, is that how you pronounce her last name?
I think
Lucy
so.
Letby. Mm-hmm. When she was in the neonatal care unit, I have a hard time talking today. So there were 13 unexplained deaths.
Which
so
is
that's a big
year.
Jump from
in
2 to 3.
Right.
So you're gonna have some things happen, but that's a significant amount of things to happen. So there were 13 unexplained deaths that occurred, but overall 25 suspicious incidents where she alone was the common denominator of these things. So that when she was removed from duty, stuff just stopped.
It stopped.
And
happening.
So that tells you
maybe
it was her.
She was the variable in there.
So what exactly did she do? She did horrible, horrible, horrible things that we will not go into too detail. But she stole like 250 documents, like confidential hospital documents, and stashed them under her bed.
What? Now, why would she do that?
She falsified like medication documents and falsified reports. I didn't jump down that rabbit hole. It's just that more evidence to show that she's guilty of such things. So a lot of the infants in her care showed signs of like gas pockets, where air was actually injected into their IVs or insulin. Which in turn basically puts these little ones into cardiac arrest, and they screamed for like 30. Basically, they had heart attacks.
Wow.
Which is awful.
Yes.
And like one parent could hear the screams from another room, and it was very uncommon for premature babies to cry like that. Like they don't make a lot of noise.
Right.
So to hear them scream, obviously they're in pain, and she's horrible, horrible, horrible. And some of them were just assaulted.
Didn't she inject some with insulin as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, with insulin or air.
Air.
And she didn't deny that they were injected, but insulin, no one on that unit needed insulin, so that had to come from a locked, office somewhere in the nurse's station. She shouldn't have even had access to that. Shouldn't have even been in the room to begin with. But she straight up denied everything. She said she was innocent. And a lot of her coworkers and stuff still believe that she's innocent, which
they still believe after she's been convicted.
Oh,
and
wait, because
okay.
It gets better. But yeah, so during the trial, some stuff comes out, and basically the victims are described as child A through Q. Okay.
Wow.
So we had to get all the way to Q. She had a diary at home that had the initials of the babies by their names and the dates that corresponded with when they died.
Wow.
She would also stalk their parents on Facebook
to see what was
going on. She sent some cards after the funeral, and she would take pictures of it on her phone, have it as like a keepsake. She would help bathe the babies and get them ready for pictures as a keepsake. And then she would make comments of, oh, well, I was there for their first bath and they loved it, but yet you're bathing them now and they're dead. And that mom was, yeah, I would have punched her.
Oh my word.
I would have
terrible.
Punched her. A lot of them she looked up on Facebook, and it even gets worse that a lot of these children were like triplets and twins.
Yeah.
They were siblings. So it's not only one that she's taking care of. She's taking care of two and three that belong to the same family.
Right.
Again, I would beat her with a baseball bat
mm.
and not feel sorry. So the timeline. So in June of 2015, so there were three deaths. And then like managers kind of like were talking about it. And they were like, oh, yeah, well, it's kind of weird that she was the one there. They said, oh, we'll do an internal investigation. That did not happen.
So they didn't even do it. Okay, just talk.
So in October of 2015, so this is 4 months later, there were four more deaths. So now we're at seven. So then in February of 2016, there was three more. So now we're at 10. So managers didn't respond to any consultants' requests for like another 3 months. Like it wasn't important enough to look at it. And so, and then in June 2016, there were two more deaths. So that's the 13. So then they finally, in May of 2017, decided to call police. But that's 2 years after all of these babies.
So did the parents have any suspicion?
So according to, and I know Wikipedia is not the best, but they do have a lot of information on this one. So actually some parents walked in and she was like standing over their baby and the baby would be having blood out their mouth. Like she physically assaulted with some of these babies. She did ingest, give one milk, too much milk or something. It goes into detail if you want to look at all the, like, child A and B and all that stuff.
So then I guess the parents would issue a complaint and then they still
ignored
it. So
yeah.
not a parent. A parent didn't get the ball rolling as far as investigations and stuff.
So, like,
more the,
so this one. So on August in 2015, so some of these babies, you know, survived. These were attempted murders.
Okay.
So on August 4th of 2015, so a mom walks in to give her boy, this is child E, his milk, and she, Letby, was apparently in the process of attacking him. So the baby was distressed and bleeding from the mouth. And, oh, well, he died after suffering a fatal bleed, so, okay.
How in the
flecks of blood were found in his vomit. So then his twin brother was being cared for in the same room in which Letby was looking after another infant. And then he had a drop in blood sugar and a surge in his heart rate.
Wow.
So he survived, and a blood test later revealed he had been given insulin, which he didn't even need. And that was the twin brother of the one we just talked about.
Okay. So. I wonder if she kept taking care. I mean, if the mom stopped her and then said she can't take care of my
baby. I don't
know.
I would have been like, give them babies with me.
Yes.
But then she searched for the parents of child E and F on social media following weeks and months later.
Oh,
so, like, Lee consultants kept making their feelings known that they weren't happy with her working in the unit, but it was dismissed. She did get moved from night shift to day shift, though, and then they were like, oh, weird things aren't happening at night anymore. Now they're happening during the day.
I mean
like, no.
Yes, it's common sense, logic.
But the main part is just that this hospital staff, this trust or committee, however it is, we just have to do better. Because, I mean, if you look at Dr. Death, how many horrible surgeries and incidences did he have before someone finally figured out that maybe this man shouldn't be cutting people up?
Right.
Are you familiar with that?
I vaguely remember.
Anyway, I mean, he was straight up just giving back surgeries and wasn't even qualified. I mean, his credentials were there, but he was not
capable of doing it.
I mean, and we were just even talking about it. How people just believe she could not be doing such a thing. And after four different consultants tried to get this lady off of this neonatal ward, that management chalked it up to being short-staffed and mixed-skilled and having too many babies and not enough nurses, and it's already vulnerable state, and just kept blowing it under the rug. And then, I mean, how many babies could have been saved?
I can't imagine in the years 2015 through 18 there weren't some worried about lawsuits and malpractice, just everything that could have happened. It just seems like they just didn't think it was a big deal, but it is. The babies could have been saved, like you just said. So that breaks my heart for these parents. And it's not, it's A through Q, so it's multiple.
I mean, yeah, it's not just like, oh, one, two. No, we almost got through the alphabet.
Yes,
folks,
that's right.
So this is crazy because they transferred her to a different unit, and she was mad about it, obviously, because that's where she wants to be, because
that's
her killing ground, or whatever you want to call it. And she basically said that it was, this is, quote, orchestrated by the consultants with no hard evidence. And so the people, the committee, actually supported her going back to the neonatal unit and offered her a placement at another hospital and support to go get her master's degree.
Wow. So they were,
and then made the consultants who had a problem with her send her an apology letter.
She must have had some kind of winning personality or something.
Which was, that's just, they were going to give her money to go to school, a new position, and an apology letter. I'm like, oh, we're so sorry that we thought you could do this. But then eventually police get involved, she's arrested, and they find all this evidence. But craziness.
Yes, definitely.
Horrible, horrible evil. But you want to hear the absolutely insane part that I'm not surprised, but I'm like, really? So after all this came out, so she was just sentenced in August?
Mm-hmm.
For she was actually sentenced to life imprisonment with whole life. Basically, that's their version of like the worst thing you could ever get. She's actually the fourth woman to be sentenced that, and she's one of considered like the most prolific child serial killer that Britain has right now. But some crazy news, crazy facts that comes out of our world over here in the United States. So I was reading an article in the New York Post. This lady, Sarita Adams, and I'm going to call you crazy Sarita Adams. She is a California-based scientific consultant.
Okay.
Sounds smart, right?
Yeah, we can worry up some things.
So she's trying to raise money for her appeal.
Wait, she's trying to raise money for Lucy Letby's appeal?
Yes.
Okay.
Because, according to a person who deals in statistics, this is, quote, "It's mathematically impossible to draw a conclusion from the data about who was on duty when the babies died." Sorry, not sorry. They have hospital clock ins and out and logs. She was there.
And probably video, too. Isn't it CCTV over there?
Yeah. So someone out in California, no offense to our Californians who are sane, she's crazy.
She is trying to.
There's a lot of people. I mean, it's going like viral online that they're saying it's impossible, mathematically impossible that that could happen. It did happen. And if I was a mom of those kids, I just.
And they have
proof. Just makes me angry. Like my heart rate is going to go up. Spoils my blood. I do not like this lady.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, and she didn't even show up. She didn't even show up to her sentencing. So all the, like, the, to, like.
They can't, I thought they could make you. They can't make you.
Not in Britain, they can't.
Wow.
So she didn't even show up. Exactly. And couldn't even broadcast it to her cell. Like, she just didn't even have to be involved.
They didn't. So they couldn't
She didn't
have
even
that?
See it. No. She didn't even see it.
I think they could have put it in this, like, hallway. Right,
I would
want to
look
cell.
Her in the eye.
Yes.
Well, not really, because I'd be the one that would jump the daggone barricades.
I just feel for those parents who lost sometimes twins.
Multiples.
Triples. Yeah. It's just siblings that had, you know, brothers or sisters. And there's evidence when things like that happen.
I just don't know how you can say it's impossible to draw a conclusion. No, there's hospital logs. If you have crazy stuff happening in the night shift and then you move her to the day shift and then crazy stuff starts happening and then she gets transferred away and then nobody does.
Yes. Like, it's not still happening. So it's
that's
not
a
like
fact.
Yes, that is a fact.
So please don't go support this lady.
Yes, very.
I
sad.
Mean, she's gonna be locked up for the rest of her life.
So she did get forever.
Forever.
So
forever.
No way to come
well,
out.
The way they call it is like, whole life imprisonment. Like she's not getting out.
No possibility.
She's
of parole like we have over here or anything.
No, but I do wish that there was a better system in place to make sure that these people who we give our children's lives too, and when we get older, our parents' lives too, or that when I'm in the hospital, I know some crazy person's not going to come inject me with air.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know how, you know.
Makes me scared to go to the hospital.
Yeah, there's just not staffing for hospitals. It's very sad. You know, you should have a witness at everything.
I think there should be a new job category. Can I be the one to just watch the babies?
Yes.
Let somebody watch the babies.
Really? Like a security guard? I mean, but you'd have to be a nurse too.
I'd have to know what they
medical,
were doing.
Yeah.
Like, what's in that syringe?
Yes. So what are you giving them now?
Well, I mean, then
everything
they could
had to be a document.
Yeah, but that's what she stole was the documents and like falsified stuff of what she was doing.
So nobody was there watching her.
They trusted her.
Yeah, they did. So very sad that she was stalking them and sending them cards and just throwing it in their face.
Ugh.
Very sad. And for all the precious babies, breaks my heart.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I didn't see any. Of course, the names, and they're keeping all that confidential and stuff. But the whole multiples of reading child A, B, and C were siblings and D, and it's just
very sad.
Very, very evil person.
Don't like doing stories like this, but it's good to know.
Well, that's why I'm surprised you said that.
Right, but we do have to be aware that there's evil in the world.
And there's a bunch of noise, I'm sorry.
Not everybody is, you know, good. We've got to remember and just protect our families and our children. Just Yes.
That was a crazy one. Yeah.
More recent, 2023 is
when she said, we can do that one in the news. And I was like, no, what news? You have to tell me because I don't watch the news.
Yeah, she doesn't. Please.
I like my bubble sometimes.
Be aware of what's going on around you, especially now.
I don't take my own advice. I just get information from Shannon. No, I didn't hear about that.
She hears about all the old stuff, too.
Yeah.
Alrighty, well, so thank y'all for joining us. I know it's a little shorter one, but just to be aware of things.
Well, that being pretty decent.
Yeah.
It's not one of our longer ones. Just remember, you can always offer your own suggestions to what we want to cover. Actually, someone did send us a suggestion of something that was local. I'll get with you on that because I think you've told me about that one before.
Okay.
But we might do that one in the future. You can email us at oldtimecrimegals@gmail.com. You can join our Facebook group. Just remember,
do the crime. It's going to catch up with you in time.
And we'll talk about it. Until next time.